It'll be on view through January 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Wow. Happy New Year. It is January 8th, 2017, and I feel a little like I got my battery recharged a little bit finally over the holidays. I'll tell you what, I felt like I was dragging butt there for a while. But we're back at it, we're back in it, and we're going to proceed with broadcast news excellence and anything else that we can come up with. So, you know, the truth as opposed to the mainstream media lies is where we're at. So anyway, I'm your host, and my name is Mark Kent, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, and Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark and Linda.
And Red.
And Red Smith, who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability, post-employment becoming a rapid descent in the unfunded pit of hell via non-existent recovery, which is the mantra of the prostitutes and self-serving politicians and banksters.
But I'm feeling better.
And I'm feeling much better now.
I'm feeling much better now.
You're not buckling up?
And I'm an excellent driver.
For the ride,
I'm an excellent driver.
No, I'm pretty sure we hit the ground.
Just glad I'd ask.
We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can find me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. And I highly suggest you friend me and get in on some of the information. You can go to the Shasta Lantern. We've been picking up a lot of pretty good stories. We've got the paper revamped. Red has been working overtime on it. And, yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's coming along. It's not quite there yet. For reasons unknown, we were wiped off of the net by a French company operating in Amsterdam. Still haven't found out what that was all about, but we are up. We have recovered our stuff. Took the time to revamp, remodel the website, and we're well on our way to looking sexy.
You have to watch out for the Dutchman.
Dutch, small hands, smell like cabbage.
Yeah, they're going to flood the market with tulips. Oh, boy. Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, pretty random.
Pretty random. Yeah, gee, just a little quinky-dink there, you know? Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 3276 Bocelli Lane. And I believe this Monday.
Paul Preston. I do believe.
I think today's Paul Preston's birthday, too, isn't it? I believe so.
At least it is, or it was, or will be.
Well, happy birthday, Paul. Happy New Year.
It's one of those.
Reading Patriots every Monday. Limited government fiscal responsibility, adherence to the Constitution, and lots of stuff going on in the Jefferson state of mind, I would assume, as well.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of things going on. We are prepping for the court case. Just more and more keeps adding to it. We're finding more and more evidence of California and
malfeasance,
obstruction of justice,
moral
turpitude, conspiracy to commit people from not having their constitutional rights. There's voter dilution, lack of representation, corruption, pandering, nepotism. We could be here a while.
Wow, wow. I mean, it is what
the list doesn't end.
how true that is. I mean, the real deal is that we live, and then people are starting to wake up to the fact that, yeah, you know, our government is not our friend at this point, unless you are a communist sympathizer who agrees that, you know, child prostitution is, you know, a good thing.
What do you even say to that?
Hey, I stumped him. There was no words.
There's
words, but it's we probably can't put it over the airwaves.
There's no joke that I could make in good or bad taste.
It's that bad. I mean, Linda was talking to me this morning. She's like, what are you saying? That, you know, child prostitution is not legal in the state of California? Who passed that law?
Well, the legislature's response was it's not illegal. That would be ridiculous. You just can't get arrested for it.
Isn't that? I mean, I've heard of this Orwellian thing, doublespeak.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really illegal, but it's not against the law.
Exactly.
Only
in California. And who does that? First thing of the year, I mean, like, what
California
legislature was like, hey, first thing we got to do is make sure that, you know, child prostitutes are good to go. Did somebody campaign on that?
Well, I'm
was like, hey, it's first thing I got to do. I told my constituents that they can have little kid hookers all over.
Well, I mean, this could go back to the WikiLeaks John Podesta thing if you thought about it for just a second.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Hmm. I think there's some very sick individuals loose in our government.
But, of course, they don't lie about anything or channel the truth into, you know, oblivion through thought channeling and the process of, you know, eliminating stories that they don't want you to hear so that you think that this is the way that the mainstream media has been very good at this. And what they do is that, you know, they channel your thought process down the road a lot of times by not covering things. In other words, let's take a something that was, you know, a really big event that they didn't cover or they twist it. Can you think of anything?
All of them.
It's like, which one do you want to pick today, you know?
Well, you know, I actually have the top 10 media cover-ups in front of me.
Big ones or little ones?
Okay, the contents of, they're pretty big. The contents of Podesta's emails.
Yeah, the head of a worldwide child sex trafficking ring. Nothing to see there.
Yeah, hacking of emails belonged to Hillary's campaign chairman, John Podesta. Certainly drew some attention from everybody but the mainstream media. Okay. And, you know, there was approximately 50,000 Podesta emails, and there's a bunch of stuff in there that, you know, tie Clinton to things and the Secretary of State and profiting from Wall Street bankers. Oh, and rigging the primary at the expense of Bernie Sanders. Just some little things like that that, you know,
Yeah, nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. No. Move right along. And, the true Obama, here's number two, the true Obama economy. We're in total recovery, right?
Yeah.
Yay! Everybody recovery. Yeah, let's break it, break it, break it, break it. Boom, ba. Recovery. Rah, rah, rah. No?
He's not good. Oh, right.
What do you want me to say?
I don't blame you for the look, Brad. That was, that was good. That was priceless.
Recovery.
Well, I mean, you know, here's NBC bolstering that. You know, CNBC, Macy's posts disappointing holiday sales, likely to cut 10,000 workers and move forward with store closures.
Yeah, like 68 of them.
Couldn't have anything to do
of the 100 stores it plans to close. So it's releasing 68 of the 100 stores, locations, you know.
It couldn't have anything to do with the fact that Macy's sucks and has completely failed to adapt to market reality.
Well, there is that. Okay.
But they've been around forever.
What about Sears?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
What about Sears?
But buggy whips were around forever, too. And I'm sure after the invention of the car, the last buggy whip maker was the best buggy whip maker. But it's time to adjust to the new market.
Hmm.
I don't know how buggy whips got in the conversation. I'm not sure where your mind's going with the buggy whip. I'm just saying.
I'm not over Podesta yet.
Oh, I got it.
The buggy whips. So we do have a list of Sears stores. There's Sears is closing 150 stores, by the way. And
is that just Sears or is that Kmart?
They're getting their clocks cleaned by the internet.
Yeah, you know? Kmart, 108 stores, 42 Sears stores. You know, Sears announced a second wave of store closures on Wednesday, bringing the total number of closures for early 2017 to 150. There's a list if you want to go look at the Insider at thisisinsider.com, and they got the full list there if you really want to see it. And, you know, so we're looking at this thing and we're going, wow, these guys tell the truth about everything. Oh, and the unemployment rate is ticked up by a point. And so, you know. Womp, womp, womp.
I will actually be honest. I'm surprised that unemployment went up a point. I didn't think we had a point to give.
Yeah, I guess.
But apparently we did.
I guess the 95 million people not in the workforce anymore. And oh, and
they
by
don't
the
count.
There's been no, I mean, I listened to Obama's little soundbite of, oh, gee, there's been absolutely no scandals.
Oh, yes.
No scandals.
No scandals since he's been in his office.
His administration's.
Not one.
Not one.
Not even a smidgen.
There's not even a smidgen of a scandal anywhere. And the economy's doing great.
Is that because it's one big scandal?
And
so you don't have to count it?
Can you be naturally that delusional, or do you need drugs for that?
I think it takes training.
Yeah, lots of it.
Lots of it.
Mind alternating.
Kind of reminds me of the training in Marathon Man with Dustin Hoffman.
The employment rate is low, that's yes.
You are in recovery, yes.
The economy is safe.
Yeah, yeah, we're in recovery. Ah! You know. Yeah. Oh, no, there's no recovery. number three media story that they just forgot. The doubling of the national debt under Obama, because we're recovering very well, aren't we?
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm looking at a graph here. We went from like, over 10 million.
Shoot, we're going to have to get around to paying that soon.
We'll be up. Well, not only will the stock market, you know, probably hit 20,000 pretty soon, the debt will hit 20 trillion. You know, just kind of like, you know, they're running sort of neck and neck.
But it's all good.
Thing, and that
the
means
stock
that, but the stock
good.
Market's up.
Yeah.
So.
And they're even accelerating by similar percentages at this point?
Debt doesn't, yeah, it's like a, you know,
it's weird.
Doesn't even matter because debt doesn't matter, does it? And you know, I mean, there's two ways to, you know.
No, you have to have more debt to get yourself out of debt. Ask Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Joe is smart.
Uncle Joe's sharp guy.
Yeah, in between grabbing boobs, he knows all kinds of
he
stuff.
He wouldn't lie, would he?
You know what's actually scary is I don't think Joe Biden would lie. He actually believes that crap because he's that dumb.
Well, well there is, I'm not sure what to say to
not,
that one.
Yeah, I think he actually swallows the BS.
Delusional?
Yeah.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well, the dude ain't been sober since 67, so I mean...
Now I got a thought. Now I have a picture in my head of him standing up there with no teeth saying, I love tater tots!
Well, he is practically a Kennedy.
Well, there is that, too.
Whoa, shots getting, fired.
It's getting vicious in here.
Man.
Yeah. So, number four, illegal aliens' impact on national presidential popular vote. I guess they just forgot about that, you know, the margin of 2 million on the national popular vote. You know, from the Electoral College and all that stuff. And, you know, if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally, you know, because Obama said it was okay to go vote illegally. There was a clip. I saw it. He's like, yeah, it's no problem.
Yeah. Please do. It's the only way we're going to start winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a citizen of the world.
Not anymore.
And it still didn't work for them.
No. No. They lied, cheated, stole. Dead people voted. Illegal people voted. People voted. There was like one that they found that voted 10 times.
Cartoon characters voted.
Yeah. There's people that voted like 10 times and still got whipped.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's another one. I guess they just overlooked this Uma Abedin. How do you say that properly? Uma Abedin?
Uma Abedin.
Is that like a porky? Abedin. Abedin. Abedin.
Uma. Uma.
Uma Abedin.
That's all, folks.
Yeah. Uma.
You can do it.
Yeah, so.
And that would actually be Uma Wiener.
Uma Abedin Wiener.
Yeah, Abedin Wiener. Wiener Abedin.
Mrs. Uma Wiener.
Uma Wiener.
I'm a winner.
Winning!
Ding, 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 ding. And he gets the prize behind door number one.
Oh, no, behind cell phone number two.
Well, there's that, too.
I guess they just missed her connection to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Wait, what?
You
mean, like, directly with her brother?
Just saying, you know, I mean.
Her brother is a hood in the Muslim Brotherhood?
Yeah, longtime aide, confidant, Mrs. Wiener, was a central figure in a 2016 presidential campaign, particularly as emails she sent and received while serving as Clinton deputy chief of staff for operations at the State Department, came under the FBI scrutiny, culminating in a bombshell announcement by Comey. And but almost entirely ignored during the campaign by establishment media was Ademus Wiener's ties to the Muslim Brotherhood in Saudi Arabia, including her position in her family's institute, which was established by the Saudi government and supported by prominent financial contributor to Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. God, that just doesn't make any sense, does it?
Yeah, and how about the revelation there itself of not only Uma Abedin, longtime Hillary clam diver, but the fact but the fact that Saudi Arabia is in fact the Muslim Brotherhood.
I thought you dived for oysters, not clams.
Oh, and not if you're Uma.
There ain't no pearls down there, buddy. Excuse me.
That's all, folks.
Well, there's some evidence in emails that are released and some writings of Uma Abedin about Hillary Clinton that are fairly interesting about their interpersonal relationship.
Yeah, I was just kind of looking at that here, you know, almost entirely ignored and boom, 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 and la, 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 la. Wow. And I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, it does, actually.
I guess we need to go to a break now.
All right. Just if you want to call in and get in on this conversation or have a question or comment, give us a call.
We dare you.
At 530-605-4567. This
two
is KCNR.
Words.
1460. KCNR.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. Of a modern day drifter, don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone. Die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Larry Voppel, Charge of Development Services for the City of Reading. We're going to talk fees, permits, and what's going to be coming down the line in 2017, and including the possible changes of the permitting fees. This and much more Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Just what comes with them cookies, little girl.
Well, you should have heard the stuff during the break. I mean, holy cow. Like a magic carpet. And,
I feel better.
Yeah, I mean, carpet
that
bagging.
Is that all out of your system?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Wow.
Oh, they got a
and the fun never stops.
It's true. And the fun never stops. Wow. So... yeah, I guess all that was unimportant to the establishment media, and you know, but the fake news out here was reporting all of this stuff that's real, that's not fake, that's kind of not, that's sort of important, but, Wow. Let's,
insert Kim Kardashian photo here.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
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 Speaking of, you know, the magic carpet, ride.
Be careful.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. Moving right along.
That carpet might be a little worn.
You're fired.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. There's so much to report here that it just takes your breath away sometimes. How far we've come in 8 years. I mean, you think about it, 8 years ago, you know, that Obama's a socialist. Oh, man, you're some kind of a freaking racist weirdo, bigot, you know, white trash, you know. Wow. Now it's like he's a communist. Yeah, so?
Yeah. He's an Islamo-fascist that has destroyed the
fabric of our society.
Yeah.
Pretty kind of.
The stability of the planet, our economy.
Racist.
Has hurt us culturally more than any president probably since Lincoln. Yeah. Wait,
you're just racist, dude. You don't like black people.
I don't have anything against black people.
No, well, you know, he's a black president, so suck it up, buddy.
He's half white too. I don't like that part of him either.
Yeah, I kind of kind of have to go with you there.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure which part is the part I hate the most: the white part or the black part.
Neither.
I was going to say
I equally despise both halves.
You're an equal opportunity hater.
Yeah.
There you go.
When it's evil, it's evil.
So,
the guy's the worst president we've ever had, regardless of what color he is.
Oh, according to him. And he gave himself a medal the other day. Did you see that? That was really good, too.
What a schmuck.
He gave himself a medal. Yeah, he did.
Was it a participation trophy?
Yeah, I got it right here. I'm looking for it. It was, Ash Carter. That's it. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter presented President Obama with the Department of Defense Medal for Distinguished Public Service. Critics observed that this is really a matter of Obama presenting a medal to himself. Breitbart. But Breitbart's a fake news site.
Well, what did he get it for?
Well, what did he...
Because he's delusional again.
When did he get a Nobel Peace Prize? Was that before or after he attacked Libya?
So if I go get myself a drone and fly around and blow up people, do I get a medal?
Kind of, it's sort of reminiscent of North Korea a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Only instead of medals, they give him bad haircuts. Kim Jong Un, son of Kim Jong Il.
What a disgrace!
Wow. Who names your kid Un or Il?
I don't know.
I probably don't want to know.
Well, this is Breitbart. I'm looking right at it. On Wednesday, President Obama added another prestigious medal to his Nobel Peace Prize collection when he had the Defense Secretary give him an award for, let's see, what is he, the award is both on January Armed Forces Full Honor Farewell Review for the President held at Comedy on Tammany Hall. No, not Tammany Hall. I'm sorry. It was Common Hall, something Hall. And Boss Tweed presenting the medal. Now, I don't know. I'm not sure what he got it for, other than there was a lot of pomp.
Because
and
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Perfect, Bob.
Yeah, this guy can't get gone fast enough.
What?
My question is where's he headed? Does anybody know where he's headed yet?
I think
do we really care?
I think he's got it.
If he's packing his bags to march in behind Eric Holder into California, yeah, I care.
Well.
Yeah, California's going to hire him.
But we don't plan on staying in California anyway, so.
No.
Wow. I mean, it's unreal. I don't know. Maybe you'll start a new show back-to-back with Judge Judy. I don't know. Something, you know. How to ruin an economy in three easy steps.
I'm not sure where he could go to that they would welcome him.
Well, The View.
Venezuela.
The View. They'd love
him. Well, yeah, The View. Yeah.
Iran.
MSNBC.
Yeah, there you go. Back to back with Rachel Maddow. Keynesian, here we come. So with that, let's run this Greg Hunter USA Weekly wrap up, and it's very interesting. It'll give us a bunch of talking points and so forth, because I think he hits it right on the head with most of this stuff and the channeling of the thought process and so forth. And
of and you know, like, I like the way he does the overall view of the week that we don't get from the mainstream media, because the mainstream media, okay, I'm going to say it, excuse me, sucks, and they lie. And anybody who thinks that they're getting news from any of them is kind of not.
Well, I think they're very good at what they do. Unfortunately, what they do has nothing to do with news.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we slip these stories out to them, and they believe anything.
They're marketing agencies.
Yeah, they're propaganda. They're like the Ministry of Propaganda, you know. I mean, instead of Goebbels, we got Murdoch. And who owns MSNBC? I'm not even sure anymore.
Well, let's see. There's what? There's Murdoch, and then there's Ted Turner.
Ted Turner.
And then there's the
But Ted Turner lost it to Jane Fonda, right?
Oh, that's an improvement.
Yeah, so Hannah Jane. Yeah. Go ahead and run it, Bob. And this is Greg Hunter. I appreciate his work.
Hi, I'm Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up for Friday, January 6th, 2017, the WNW 267. I want to talk about the rushing hacking, or lack of rushing hacking. I think the headline I pulled off of Zero Hedge pretty much says it all. Zero Hedge says, a Russian hacking story changes again. This is Zero Hedge from 1517. And basically what they're saying now is, oh, a third-party source gave all these emails to Julian Assange at WikiLeaks. All of them third-party source, as if Assange doesn't know or wouldn't ask, hey, where'd you get these emails? Oh, well, I got them from the Russians. Come on. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks has a sterling a 100% record of putting out authentic emails. There have been allegations that the emails in the past have been, including the last batch from Podesta and other DNC people, saying that, well, we're not sure they're even, they're authentic emails. Well, the hacking charges now authenticate all these emails. And John Podesta's password that Assange said even a 14-year-old could have hacked into it because his password was password. And, what this is about is, and Donald Trump knows this is going on, and he can't trust his intelligence agencies. And here we have here another headline. Donald Trump plans to revamp top U.S. spy agency. We're talking about the Director of National Intelligence. And here is Donald Trump announcing former Senator Dan Coats as the Director of National Intelligence. Now, you know that if he put former Senator Coats, who was also on the Foreign Intelligence Committees and all the intelligence committees in the Senate when he was a senator from Indiana, you know when he talked to him that he says, now you're not down with this Russian hacking. And, you know, Coats probably, no, that didn't happen. These were leaks. Of course, he's not going to stick a guy in at the head of the Director of National Intelligence that's going to sit there and lie to him as James Clapper. Remember this? Fire James Clapper. That was the headline. This is from Slate. Slate.com, Slate Magazine. Director of National Intelligence lied to Congress about NSA surveillance. What else will he lie about? That's a Slate, June of 2013. What else will he lie about? How about Russian hacking? I mean, this is the ultra-liberal Slate magazine headline, Fire James Clapper, in June of 2013. And now all the ultra-lefting-wing liberals say, oh, no, the Russians did it. He affected the outcome of the election. And so Donald Trump is questioning the spy agencies and why not James Clapper committed perjury in Congress and lied about, data collection and spying on him. It lied. He lied. Period. The end. Proven fact. And then if you talk about some of the other lies that are official to Congress and why Donald Trump would be questioning the agencies, look no further than this little ditty from 2014. Remember this? CIA lied to Congress, White House, and Britain over brutal global torture programs, says U.S. Senate report officially. Report from the Senate, this is the Telegraph, in December of 2014, that the CIA lied and it was officialized in a Senate report. So you're wondering why, and then you have people like Chuck Schumer saying, how dare you question the spy agencies? They can hit back at you six ways from Sunday. You mean we're supposed to accept their lying? I mean, the agencies don't work for us. We work for them, and they're supposed to thought shape us into thinking stuff that's not true and that might start a world war? And we're talking about the expelling of Russian diplomats and seizing property. And, of course, Putin didn't take the bait. Now, do I think the Russians commit espionage against the United States? Yes. Do I think they're our buddies? Not really. Do I think they affected the voters in the Rust Belt states and made them, vote, for Donald Trump instead of Hillary Clinton? You know, like in Wisconsin and Michigan and Michigan, despite all the cheating that was revealed. Thank you, Jill Stein. And Pennsylvania. Do you think that Donald Trump winning all those states was because of Russian hacking? No. If you're going to expel diplomats and seize property, you better have a good case, not just the spy agency saying, well, it's so because we say so. And in the hearings that they had in the Senate, they didn't really still give any proof that the Russians actually hacked. And so what are they doing? What kind of thought shaping are they doing? Let's read this. This is on Hannity. Way to go. Hannity getting a big interview with Assange at a face-to-face. Our source is not the Russian government. And I suspect it is not, a third-party source that got it from the Russian government. And let me just read this to you. And Hannity says, can you say to people unequivocally that you did not get this information about the DNC? John Podesta's emails, he is the chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign, and can you tell the American people 1,000% that you did not get it from Russia or anybody associated with Russia? That's a third party. Which they're now saying, oh, it's a third party, which the story changed. Why did they come out immediately and say that? And if it was such a big deal, why did they stop it? Instead of coming out after the election. Well, here we go. Let's read along here. Yes, we can say we have said repeatedly that over the last 2 months that our sources is not the Russian government and it's not a state party. Obama is trying, here it is, trying to say that President-elect Trump is not a legitimate president. Let's breathe that in. Here's the whole thought-shaping ploy. Obama is trying, according to Assange, Obama is trying to say that President-elect Trump is not a legitimate president. And this is a dangerous game people are playing when you start expelling Russian diplomats on a bogus story. Now, listen. Hey, listen. If Russia did some terrible steal state secrets or do something ominous, you can prove, yes, you should protect the nation and you should crack down on them. But not a phony, fake BS story that is totally bogus and is contrived by the so-called intelligence agencies. That's why he's replacing top people. That's why Donald Trump is replacing these people with people he can trust. And I'll bet you the head of the guy replacing Clapper, Coates, the former senator from Indiana, agrees with Trump. And then we have this story, and this is from a president that's going out in a few weeks. We have, U.S. Sends special forces to Russian border as NATO is poised to strike back against Vladimir Putin. Aggression. And listen to this, Russia is reported by who is what I want to know, deploying nuke-ready missiles to its province in Kaliningrad that borders with Lithuania. I can't believe that Russia is going to take the bait and try to start a regional or world war with the United States, and Obama is taking actions like this. I can't believe he's going to take the bait. He didn't have any response for the expulsion of his 35 diplomats and the seizing of property. He just went, yeah, we're just going to wait. And I can't imagine he's going to take the bait on this. It seems like Obama is trying to start a war. Thus, I have this cartoon about Obama and his quote-unquote parting shots. I mean, this is unprecedented in history. I mean, sending troops to borders with nuclear-armed countries, making resolutions with Israel. And, he's got a big meeting, about a week before he leaves office. And then we find out, in Paris between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And then we find out this headline that says, Palestinians reject John Kerry's two-state solution. How do you think that meeting in Paris is going to go? I believe it's on the 15th of January. Not too well when both sides hate each other. And they come in with this kind of action, this UN resolution, which Kerry says, well, they didn't draft it. They didn't draft it. But it was their idea. I think they're lying. And, they don't veto this. just before a president leaves office? And why did you take this on a few years ago? But no. And I think it's just to create chaos and to destabilize and try to make a Donald Trump fail as a president, which means America will fail. This is evil. You know, Obama is all about him. And so I think that's absolutely unbelievable. Now, there's a lot of people that say that the elite are going to blame any collapse on Donald Trump. And we may get a collapse beforehand. I do have Bill Holter on from JSMindset.com. And he says, you know, this is going to be the year of truth bombs. And one of the big truth bombs is going to be that, you know, this hologram of an economy is going to go poof. Now, is Trump going to try to bring it back? Yes. Is he going to be successful? I sure hope so. But he still has a huge overhang of debt that's been grown and grown, particularly by the last two presidents, Obama and even and Bush, 43. He grew the debt, too. So Congress and Democrats and Republicans all on the hook for all this debt. But the fact remains we have all this debt. And, you know, Obama and Holter, just one of the snippets is, you know, the next president, and that's going to be Trump, he's going to be basically overseeing a bankruptcy. You'll watch early Sunday release. Things are going to get hanky, and it may get pretty hanky before Obama leaves office. But they're not going to be able to blame Trump, at least not without a fight. And thus, I just wanted to bring up this little headline here. And this is, Rand Paul introduces a bill to audit the Fed, says it has Trump's support. So they may try to blame Donald Trump, but he's going to blame the Federal Reserve after all. Remember what he's talked about, the Federal Reserve blowing bubbles? And they did, and they have. You know, remember all the stuff talked about Richard Fisher, former head of the Dallas Fed, admitted on CNBC at the beginning of this year that we injected cocaine and heroin into the system. We front-loaded the system to create a wealth effect. Totally manufactured a rally. They blew a bubble. And so, you know, Donald Trump is going to blame the Fed on this, he's a private citizen, folks. He's a private citizen until January 20th. How can he come into office and the whole thing collapse and, oh, it's all his fault? That ain't going to happen, folks. He's getting powerful people around him, and he's going to fight back. He's not going to just lay there. He's not. The Washington Post, the people that had the original fake news story that they had to retract as a fake news story, comes up with another fake news story. Washington Post admits it's a Russian hacked at U.S. utility story. Yeah, it was a fake. Yeah, the Russians didn't hack the utility up in the Northeast. Total fake. Another fake news story by the purveyors of fake news. The Washington Post, the legacy media, the mainstream media. And then I thought this was just funny. You know, here we have the AP doing a story. States reviewing cybersecurity after latest hack. Oh, they're doing a story about the reaction to a fake news story. This is the Associated Press. This is the Associated Press. I mean, did they not check this out? States reviewing cybersecurity after latest hack, a Russian hack. Yeah, a fake news story about the outcome of a fake news story. Associated Press. Yay. Yeah, you're the real media. Yeah, you're not the fake news. I got a couple of schools of thought here about this, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but to me, it looks like a contraindicator. Megyn Kelly leaving Fox News for NBC. A contraindicator of the mainstream press, and much, you know, Fox News would like to say that they're not the mainstream media. They are. But to me, I just wonder if the mainstream media is peaking. Also, news, Greta Van Susteren is going to go to MSNBC. Now, either the whole thing is peaking, or, as I've been saying, that these media organizations are willing to destroy their business model by lying to you and thought-shaping to you, and then bringing on Megyn Kelly, who won't be total, you know, lefty left-wing. I think she's a Trump hater, I think NBC likes that about her. Greta Van Susteren, I like her, and she's not a Trump hater. And she's going to go to MSNBC. You know, their ratings they don't have any. They're expensive operations. They got big fat contracts with people. It's costly. I mean, you know, here I have a board and a $150 camera, and I've got the same access to the internet as they do. They got to compete against people like me. They got to compete against people like Zero Hedge and Breitbart and InfoWars, who are going to try to tell you the truth. And so them having a Greta Van Susteren on and them having – are they struggling? Have they peaked? I mean, Megyn Kelly going to NBC, her career's peaked, boom, done, over, I think. I mean, I know she's getting paid a lot of money and whatever, and a lot more than I make, but I'm just telling you, I think that's a contrary indicator. And I think it also shows you how that the mainstream legacy media, NBC, MSNBC, struggling so bad, they're willing to change their business model, at least some. Because Megyn Kelly's not going to change, and Greta Van Susteren is not going to come there and do some left-wing wackadoodle show. She's not going to do it. And so, you know, they're fighting for survival, I think. And finally, my last but not least story about how, you know, all these bankers commit tons of crime and never go to jail. Well, guess what? Corzine, John Corzine, who was at MF Global, settles over MF Global, agrees to a lifetime ban. He's 70 and a $5 million fine. I mean, this is where, you know, the word hypothecation, you know, they pledged funds of the people that put money with them. They were a primary dealer of treasuries. This is no small deal. There's only 22 banks in the world that deal, I think 22, that are primary dealers of treasury bills, America's debt. So that's a big deal. And they fold, they went under, which is the problem with brokerages in general. You might have a great stock and you might have great gold stocks or Amazon or whatever great high-flying stock, and it's really worthless to you if that brokerage, you know, turns into MF Global. But for this, I mean, for him, a $5 million fine is a slap on the wrist and a lifetime ban. He's 70. I mean, again, what he did, I think, was criminal. I think he stole money. But, you know, no big bankers ever go to jail. Thank you for supporting USA Watchdog with your comments and donations. That helps us out. And remember to, as we start 2017, folks, don't let them get to you. Don't let them thought shape you. Don't let them create fear and paralyze you. Fear not. God the Father is in charge. Prepare yourself mentally, physically, and above all, spiritually. Fear not. Thank you for supporting USAWatchdog.com.
Well, there you have it from Greg.
Say half a million people watch.
I think that's a pretty good one. It really says a lot of stuff. I mean, it covers a lot of ground. And, you know, Megan who? I'm not sure. yeah. Has anybody been watching her at all lately anyway? Because, you know.
No, not really.
No. I don't watch any of them.
Yeah. I was going to say, I really don't watch too much of any of that.
I watch a little O'Reilly, but I just kind of DVR through the damn thing because it's you know, it's just so frivolously stupid half the time of the crap they're talking about that it's not even worth mentioning. So, but you know, it is what it is. This is what we have. You know, we have you know, fake news everywhere, and you know, fake news. You know, they're reporting fake news from the fake news now. So,
how do they keep up with it all?
How crazy does it get? You know, how crazy does it get before people decide that there's a problem here? Well, I think most of us have.
I guess we have a caller on the line.
Yeah, we got Dick Wilkinson.
I believe. Yeah. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, morning. Hey, you know, I had a thought how Trump can get this Obamacare fixed. We put it. Every member of the Senate and the House on Obamacare, and they'll fix it right away.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll pass that bill.
Well, he can write executive order.
Oh, well, that's true. You know, just make an executive
order. Put everybody on Obamacare, and then they'll figure out this is not very good at all, and they'll do something about it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, Trump would probably do something like that. He's kind of obnoxious that way, I think.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, the Senate just passed.
Right now, they all have Cadillac medical. They don't care about everybody else.
No, of course not. I mean, they don't care about.
It doesn't apply to them.
Well, it's just like I heard, you know, our esteemed Congressman Doug LaMalfa on Friday a little bit talking about, you know, all of this stuff and repealing Obamacare and all of that. And, you know, they're more concerned with the media reporting on them than they are getting rid of this stuff. I mean, it just amazes me when I hear what they have to say. They don't talk about the fact of it's right or wrong. They talk about the fact whether they're going to have to face the media and how much crap are they going to get so they can't get reelected next time.
Yeah, it all has to do with looking good for the next election.
Yeah.
The heck with the people.
Yeah, exactly. They're not in it for us, that's for sure.
Anyway, that's all I had to say.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like this Obamacare, this plan to fund and to repeal it. Well, they're tying it to the budget, is my understanding. So that they're going to tie a bad budget that has overspending to a repeal of the Obamacare so that they go through at the same time so that they get their what they want to spend their money on and placating the people at the same time. Rand Paul's not going to vote for it because he says it's tied to a bloated budget, and you know they got to quit doing this stuff. They got to quit tying, you know, one bill to the other.
That's what they're good at doing. They've been doing that for so long. They just stuff it in there and then people don't pay any attention and it goes through and then
they're more worried about appealing Obamacare than the fact that, you know, they're tying a bunch of other spending to the budget so they can placate their constituencies.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Obamacare, why can't we just get rid of it? I mean, why just...
Well, you gotta, it's not as easy as that. You've got to... They should have defunded it already and they kept funding it.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't want to be unpopular in the media and with the voters and... And that's why we're in such a mess. It's more about keeping their jobs than it are, you know, doing right and wrong. You know,
exactly.
I mean, what's good for the country?
What's the truth? They're more worried about, you know, covering their butts than they are about getting the truth out and representing the people like they're supposed to be doing.
Well, that's it. So, and you know, the news media, you know, just is so complicit in this stuff that it's ridiculous. Now, let's kind of go back to. You know, before we get to the top of the hour, let's go back to a little bit about what we were talking about with these hoaxes. You know, and let's tie some of this to Trump. We've got anti-Trump hoax incidences that were happening. This is number 10 on the 10 of, you know, fake news or not reporting of stuff, you know. And so there was an unprecedented expression of hatred towards, you know, Trump. You know, they talked about all kinds of different stuff through the media. But it turns out that most of those reports or many of those reports are completely hoaxes. You know, actually, the crimes committed by the the Trump supporters, they were saying were committing crimes when it was actually the anti-Trump rioters were virtually ignored. You know, so they're saying the Trump supporters are doing all this stuff,
but they're the bad people.
They're the bad people, and so it's the same old stuff. You know, channeling our thought process so that you know they're not trying to report the news; they're trying to channel us towards an end with our thought process, and that's the problem. So, with that said, let's go back to the birther thing. We're going to bring that up. So, with all that said, and all this proof, and all this stuff of the media's complicity, you know, not reporting things, channeling our thought process, do you think that this new report that Arpaio came out with about the birth certificate being a fraudulent document? It has nothing to do with where he's born, nothing to do with, you know, his color, nothing to do with anything other than that he's got guys saying that this document is forged. And the next question would be why. Now, my thought process is this. Anytime that the mainstream media doesn't report on something like that, I mean, they should report the fact that he at least had the news conference. This was in, you know, middle of December. Is that it's probably true. Because these guys, they lie about everything, okay? And why won't somebody at least bring it up and do an investigation? They've got experts on this thing saying it's forged. So all I'm saying here is that...
Yeah, what difference does it matter what's on the document? He's bringing up the document itself.
Well, and he's got pretty good evidence here that this thing is forged. I mean, it's not just pretty good; it's ironclad that this thing is forged.
Two separate experts in different specifications of forensic document identification agreed on 9 separate points of fraud on that document.
And my question is, why?
Because he's from Kenya.
I don't know. All I'm saying is, why would you forge your birth certificate and release it to the public? But you did,
and then why the public accepted it, and the
knowing,
yeah,
that the media was not going to examine it, report on it. You know, I mean, how many times have they been covering for Obama since he's been elected? You know, and why would they? Why would he have all of his college records sealed? Why would all this stuff be there? You know, and who is this guy? I mean, is he? What is? What was the? Why do it?
Barry Suerto.
I don't know.
If you just flipped it around and put it the other way around, if Trump was doing that, or any other person for that fact.
I'd like to get Mike Zullo back on the program.
I can get contact with him again and see where he's at.
Just because
on that.
I'd like to revisit this.
And with that, we're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. This has been KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
She walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Northeast first big snowstorm of the year has dumped more than a foot of snow in areas of southern New England. After leaving a glaze of ice and snow and bitter cold temperatures across the South, at least three people were killed in the South due to the storm. The Senate Intelligence Committee holds an open hearing Tuesday on Russian hacking activities.
The hearings will include all the big names, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, CIA Director John Brennan, the Director of the National Security Agency Admiral Mike Rogers, and FBI Director James Comey. The focus on Russian hacking follows previous open hearings and closed-door sessions that have concluded Russia was behind hacking activities during the presidential election. That hacking has been described as an assault on the democratic system. President-elect Donald Trump has downplayed the Russian hacking activities and openly questioned some of the conclusions of the intelligence community. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
President Obama continues to transfer more Guantanamo Bay detainees to other countries.
One of the president's unfulfilled 2008 campaign promises is closing the Guantanamo Bay prison. With Congress standing in his way, Mr. Obama has been trying to empty out the facility. Late in the week, the Pentagon said four prisoners had been released and sent to Saudi Arabia. That brings the Gitmo population to 55, including 19 cleared for release. President-elect Donald Trump has called for a halt of releases. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel has blockaded an East Jerusalem neighborhood home to a Palestinian truck driver who rammed his truck into a group of Israeli soldiers today. Four people were killed, 15 other injured. The driver was killed. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the man was a supporter of ISIS and suggests the attacks were inspired by similar assaults recently in Europe. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you have an unpaid debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-231-9060. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-231-9060. 800-231-9060. That's 800-231-9060.
Norwegian mass murderer Anders Breivik, who killed 77 people in a bombing and shooting rampage in 2011, is returning to court this week as the government appeals a ruling that his isolation in prison breaches the European Convention on Human Rights. The 37-year-old, who was convicted of mass murder and terrorism in 2012, was given a 21-year prison sentence that can be extended for as long as he's deemed dangerous to society. Legal experts say he'll likely be locked up for life. Breivik has often complained about his treatment and prison conditions. Last year, he sued the government, saying his solitary confinement, frequent searches, and the fact he was often handcuffed during the early part of his incarceration violates his human rights. Nat Hentoff, an eclectic columnist, critic, novelist, and agitator dedicated to music, free expression, and defying the party line, passed away yesterday at the age of 91. He wrote widely for both liberal and conservative magazines. News and analysis at townhall.com. More auto recalls announced because of defective airbags.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 100,000 older trucks and SUVs worldwide to replace potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. The recall includes driver or passenger airbags in certain 2009 Chrysler Aspen and Dodge Durango SUVs, some 2010 Ram 3500 chassis cabs, and certain 2005 to 2009 Ram 2500 pickups. More than 42 million vehicles in the U.S. have been recalled to replace Takata inflators in what's the largest auto recall in U.S. history. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, January the 8th, the 8th day of 2017, 357 days to go in our new year. On this date in history, 1815, the last major engagement of the War of 1812 came to an end as U.S. forces defeated the British at the Battle of New Orleans. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Abby, now that the holidays are over, I'm excited to relax and let the grill warriors at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue prepare my dinner on their large Mongolian grill.
Me too. Kahuna's has something for everyone, from vegetarians to meat lovers and even gluten-free diets.
That's right, and it is a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir-fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 10th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
I
Sovereign Mind Radio. Home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, we're back. I just wanted to give a little bit of a plug out there for Advanced Concepts. I had a bunch of computer problems this last week or two, and they came out and fixed everything. So, you know, those guys really know their stuff. And so Advanced Concepts here in Reading on Bocelli. Yeah, great guys. Anyway, I wanted to finish the thought process before we get to our caller. The reason that I think that Obama has done this with his birth certificate is I think Wayne Allen Root probably has it right. I think that, you know, when you're coming out of Occidental as an average non-Ivy League college student, You know, transferring in, how do you transfer to Columbia in the first place? You know, it takes, you know, Columbia only accepts a handful of transfers, and those are always the best of the best, scholars from the tops of their classes of Harvard and Yale and Princeton. And so, I think that, you know, with those long odds, he registered as a foreign student from Indonesia, and it's been a cover up ever since. And I think that we need to get to the bottom of this. Why else would he have his college record sealed? And why would he release a birth certificate that is pretty much, we know it's fraudulent? And we just had a communication with Mike Zullo, who's on the Cold Case Posse, and we're going to get him on here in the next week or two. So anyway, with that said, let's move on. We want to talk a little bit about the Second Amendment and get that up on the table. I guess there's a Second Amendment meeting coming up.
It's 3 o'clock at the Senior Center in Anderson on January...
Yeah, what is that?
17th?
17th of January?
No.
Ford.
Come on,
13th.
Put
it's on the 13th, correct?
You're there, Terry.
You're on the
Good
air,
morning, Terry.
Good morning, Terry.
You're on
it's
the air,
on the
Terry.
13th at 3 p.m.
Am I on the air yet?
Yes.
You're
good grief. How about I give you the right dates and everything? Okay, it's going to be January the 14th on Saturday at 3 p.m. It will be at 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson, which is right off of North Street. Hopefully, we'll get started about 2:30 with doors opening. We found out just a few minutes ago we can't get in there till 2. But come early, folks. It's really going to be... we're also going to be having the guest speakers, which I'll give you right now. The guest speakers are going to be Sam Paredes, a lobbyist from the NRA, and then Mark Baird. He will be speaking on how Jefferson virtually will solve most of these problems that we have with the Second Amendment and how it would be, how it really is the only answer. Now, Tom Basinko will be there, Sheriff Tom Basinko, Sheriff Dave Hencraft, and DA Greg Cohen, as will the president of the California Pistol and Rifle Association. Those folks will be on a panel. So the way that the event will look is we'll have opening ceremonies, we'll have the speakers, which will be Sam Paredes and the speaker from the NRA for about 10 minutes. Then we'll be bringing up Mark Baird for about 20 to 25 minutes. And then we're going to go to Q&A with the panel. And those folks, along with the other folks I just mentioned, will be on a panel. And what we're going to do is we'll let you folks out there ask your questions. We'll have microphones on each side of the room. We'll let as many people as we can get going to ask their questions. Some people on the panel actually wanted 3x5 cards, but I think that if we have folks that are able to come up and ask their questions, it's a little better, because then, you know, we can get more people that way, and also the selective process of who you take on cards kind of bothers me. I don't know about you guys, but kind of bothers me. I want people to be able to ask their questions. So this is a very, very important event, and I wanted to bring that up to folks.
Yeah, sorry about the dates and all that. I'd like to get somebody to actually get an answer to some of these questions. I'm tired of this, you know, kind of beating around the bush crap. Do you support the Constitution or not? I mean, are you going to uphold their overreach and their infringement upon our rights of the Second Amendment? You know, not this Irish, you know, democracy thing where I can pick and choose and blah, 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 blah. We need a sheriff who's going to stand up and say, hey, I will not enforce those laws if they're unconstitutional.
And well, here's the thing about the sheriff. Now, that's true, and you're right in everything you say, my friend. The challenge is that the state of Jefferson is the only thing that can change that, because even if the sheriff wants to abide by those rules, that certainly doesn't mean that state police has to. That doesn't mean that the CHP has to. That doesn't even mean that the city police have to. So really and truly, even if he stood in the middle of the room and said, by gosh, by golly, you bet, I won't enforce these things, and I'll instruct my deputies not to enforce them, But he can't control any of the other agencies. The only way that we can get our true Second Amendment and constitutional rights back is to form a new state.
Well, that's what we're doing. Yeah. I mean, I think that we have to, you know, nail these guys a little bit down on their stances. You know, I mean, because...
Well, here's a question.
Yeah.
Here's one you might want to ask that would be really good. And that is that, you know,
gun owners, and we all love Sam Paredes. What a great patriot he is. And the folks from the NRA and all these other great folks that are out there fighting these court cases and hiring these attorneys, we spend the money and we give the money to gun owners and NRA to fight for our rights, which we should have anyway. And then the government tries to take away our rights as the adversary on these court cases with our money that we give for taxes. So we're paying to fight against something, and we're also paying for them to fight against us. There's something really wrong with that.
Well, I still think at some point in time we got to stand up and not pay them. I mean, if a massive people say we're not paying our taxes to the state of California because they no longer are operating in our best interest, we got to throw the tea in the harbor.
All indications
why we're doing what we're doing, my good friend. That's why we need the state of Jefferson. And one other thing too that just really is crazy, and you guys have alluded to this. You've been a good program this morning. You really alluded to this in how you get all this convoluted stuff on how something's so twisted, like you were talking about with about Obama and his birth certificate. But here's something, you know, if you read the Second Amendment, you know, it's important because it doesn't represent a government grant of anyone to keep and bear arms. What it does is it prohibits the government from infringing on that right.
Right.
Correct.
And
right.
So, really, some of this stuff is just simple truth, you know, and that really is the problem. We allow these people to skew things. Now, I think that this meeting is going to be really good in two ways. First of all, I think it's really going to expose people to really what the answer needs to be, and that needs to be that we form our own state. But I think the other thing it's going to do is give people the opportunity to really say, hey, you know, this is what we want as people. We don't want you to enforce these laws. And again, the sheriff can only do so much. I mean, it would be nice as a symbolic gesture for the sheriff to say, well, you know, I won't do this and I won't have my guys do it. And then maybe we'd have to, you know, have these other agencies be accountable, which they never would. But I think the thing is that we have to understand that we want our sheriff to abide by the Constitution as best as he can in the environment he has in this state until we become another one. What do you think about that?
Well, I still think you got to just at some point say, no, we're not going to do it. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you do, too. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, because it's unconstitutional. But I want to bring up one quick thing on the birth certificate.
Yeah.
You guys haven't really discussed the Republican stance on that. You know why the Republicans haven't done anything on that?
Well, enlighten me. I have my thoughts, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is what I've heard, kind of like from the Republicans. Basically, there's a couple things they're afraid of. One is that if they would have gone back on Obama, that all the legislation that was done during his tenure as president could all be illegal. It could all be revocable.
And what? And there's a problem there. Why?
Well, because there might have been some good things passed. Believe me, I'm not agreeing with this. I'm just giving you what their stance is. And then you guys can, you know.
Well, it's a total BS stance,
well,
though.
Let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry, but it's a BS stance.
Pardon me?
I said that's a total BS stance, though, because.
It's a total BS stance.
Yeah,
You're a million percent right. It's a total BS stance. But here's the other part of that. They also were touting Rubio and Cruz, who arguably could have the same problem. Not so much that
no argument neither way.
But they're not naturalized citizens.
Right.
And so this is their stance. And does it hold water to me or you? No. It doesn't hold water. But this is their position. And again, it just shows you the spinelessness that we have in the Republican Party.
That's what I was going to say. The Republicans, like always, won't stand up on their own two feet.
And
do what's right.
Well, and the fact is that it doesn't, you know, the inference here is that it doesn't matter where your allegiance lies.
Well,
and it does.
To me, the Republican Party is dead. The last Republican in the wild died this election. Okay? The only remaining Republicans are in captivity and they're not breeding.
Well, I mean, I think they've got to toe the same mark, you know, and you're right. I think that everybody's had enough.
Everybody has.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, and that's where we're really going here. And they're, you know, and whatever that's going to take, because at this point, we really have, I mean, I'm going to give a small example of this, but even the, The thing that's encouraging is even the city of Reading wanted to charge the $4 for the green extra green can. They got 1,500 calls of people say, we're not paying for this extra can. You come pick it up. There were people that were threatening to pour their leaves out on the street or burn them in their backyard. I mean, it was just the people are really waking up. People are really waking up and understanding, yeah, we're just not going to take this anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, we've got Nick on the line.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
You have a question or comment?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to comment. The award Obama gave to himself is the Distinguished Public Service Award.
Yay.
And, you know, that kind of goes along with a saying that I heard on the Internet. You guys have probably heard it, too. Move over, pajama boy. The alpha males are here. That's going to come in the 20th.
Well, that's
you know
like...
what? I am so sick and tired of hearing about the birther and Obama being illegal. We've gone over that crap for 8 years. I'd like to know what you guys see with the economy coming along with Trump. Is it just going to be a bump in the road for the socialists that we're going to have good times for 8 or 10 years and they're going to take over again? And what do you see gold and silver doing, Mark? Is this going to be just a good buying time? Or?
Well, I think right now is the time to buy because I'll tell you what, this doesn't go away. And I'll tell you what, back on the birther thing for just a second, the only reason I bring it up is because if there's a forged document here in this thing, then someone needs to go public with that and someone needs to be charged.
Yeah, but nobody's going to do it.
Well, not yet. But we got a new administration coming in here, you know, and I don't want it to go away. I think a crime is a crime, and I think that if we can't get this administration and they're out, and you got Loretta Lynch out of there, what is Jeff Sessions going
to
do?
Hey, I'm with you there. They need to go back and prosecute everybody from Lois Lerner forward.
One of the things that was not picked up or reported by mainstream media is about 9 days ago, very quietly, a federal judge authorized Jeff Sessions to reopen the case
of Hillary
on
Clinton.
Hillary yeah. Clinton and the emails yeah. and go full bore with that investigation.
So the only reason I keep it alive is I don't want these crimes to just get thrown under the carpet. And the damage is already done. But people need to still be prosecuted for all this crap these guys have been pulling for the last 8 years. With that said, going on to the economy, my opinion, I think we're in for deep trouble. I think that that Trump is going to be the guy at the head of the ship when the whole thing goes awry. I think that we're in a bubble. I think he knows we're in a bubble, and I think he's probably the best man at the helm in order to steer the ship through this thing. But I still think the economy is going to collapse. They're probably going to try to wait till he's in office to collapse it and blame it on him. And I think gold and silver are still going to shoot through the roof. I mean, there's been Deutsche Bank, from Germany, has already pled guilty and paid a fine, or is in the process of paying a fine, for manipulating the gold and silver markets. And as a part of that settlement, they're going to give everybody else up. So we know that the markets have all been rigged. The stock market's been rigged. The LIBOR's been rigged. This is all documented. It's not even speculation. The gold and silver markets are rigged. Why? Because when the gold and silver goes through the roof, it's an indicator that the economy is about ready to explode. And that's what they've been covering up, and that's what Trump is not going to be able to avoid. But I hope that he can steer us through this thing the best way possible.
I
think you're probably right there. I think he's the best man to make it hurt the least, but it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
What I think, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, is I think we're going to have the big collapse.
I agree.
And I think Donald Trump's going to be the proper person to guide us through the collapse, because the way that we get through the collapse is we build the economy, we strengthen ourselves, and I think the people that are positioned in a correct manner, that are short on debt, long on liquid capital, are going to be able to make a hell of a lot of money on the recovery.
I agree.
We're going to go from bust to boom because we're going to be building things again. We're going to be creating wealth once again.
But it's going to be a reset to reality, and that's where, you know, you go back to the Second Amendment stuff. I mean, why do they want to get rid of our guns? I mean, you know, here's a story that is in the Lantern that was published this last week. And California Department of Justice inadvertently discloses personal information of firearm safety instructors. Now, think about that for a second.
Well,
digest that.
that too should be even, I think, couched in the appropriate narrative of what's going on in California. And this goes right back to the Second Amendment. And why this argument is becoming so critical is because all indicators that we have is from our state legislature, from organizations like La Raza, La Family Nuestra, from the Catholic Church, from other Chicano and Latino activist groups, is they are preparing to promote violence.
Right.
In the state of California. It's building, it's brewing. There is violence coming, and it's going to be violence against the public perpetrated by these different agencies and their different fingerlings, all with tacit approval of the state legislature. So meanwhile, while we're being disarmed and left defenseless, they are emboldening people that are going to come and look at attacking us actively. And then you take that narrative and that picture that we're looking at, and as you said, the personal information of all registered firearms instructors has been disclosed to an unknown entity. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't target them or anything, would they?
I've got a question.
Hi, Terry. You're still on. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Nick. My question is that if we forged a document and let it out and we're serving in public office or just normal citizens, if we forged a document, wouldn't we get in trouble by the law?
It's a federal crime. That's the whole point.
Okay, so my thinking is forging documents, and with Jeff Sessions opening up Hillary's case, shouldn't those two people, Hillary and Obama, go to jail?
Yes.
Shouldn't they be subject to the same laws the rest of us are?
Absolutely.
So what's wrong out there, America? What's going on here?
Many others.
Well, and that's why I bring that up, is because it gets under my skin, the fact that, you know, that gets no credibility, but the rest of the mainstream media is a fake story after fake story, documented after documented, that these guys are just absolutely twisting and bending and propaganda merchants for the administration. And it's somehow such a stretch that this guy has forged his birth certificate, even though there's a legitimate agency with legitimate people that have examined these documents and say they're forged. And even on the other side of the aisle, the one guy is a complete leftist supporter of Obama, said, yeah, I gotta say this thing's forged. So we can't let it go, because the rule of law needs to be applied equally to everyone. Because if you're above the law, there is no law. It's the king, and if the law's not king anymore, then the king's the law.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. I have very serious doubts of Barack Obama's survivability quotient. I'll be perfectly honest with that, because if once he is outside of the purview of executive protection and executive privilege, and you have the people that he's connected to and what they cannot afford to have disclosed, the one question I have for you
is,
do you think Barack Obama would fold under questioning?
Well, I mean, he would tell you to cut it out.
If he doesn't have executive protection, if he doesn't have the power of the office to protect himself, and he is open to prosecution, do you believe that Barack Obama would fold under questioning?
I think he's going to sing like a bird, you know.
And
like
I think there's canary. Some very powerful people that can't afford to have some things disclosed that believe that as well. Well, I have some very serious questions about if he has any value to them other than as a martyr at this point.
Maybe. I don't know. And that could be. I mean, because if he did happen to get killed, of course, the conspiratorial guys are going to come out of the woodwork saying that it was a right-wing thing and it's all racist and it's because he was the first black president. And these guys will spin it to the point of absolute stupidity to cause a race war. Gee, they haven't tried to do that yet, have they?
Yeah, they have. And they're building another one in the state of California.
So why would the California Department of Justice mail letters out? The letters states that on October 14th of 2016, that the DOJ inadvertently disclosed the names, date of birth, and California driver's license or identification card numbers of potentially every single Department of Justice certified firearms instructor in the state of California to an unknown requester. And why would they wait till now to disclose the fact that they did this, and why don't they tell us who it is?
And that's, and I need to update that story. That story is available on the Shasta Lantern, by the way. But I do need to update it because upon further investigation, the claim that it's an unknown entity is complete and total trash BS, because that request has to be made in writing. They know exactly who that information
is. Yeah, and so who is that?
They haven't disclosed it.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Wouldn't that fall under a Title 18, Section Code 242, the deprivation of rights under the color of law? The statute makes it a crime for any person acting under the color of law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom to willfully deprive or cause to be deprived from any person those rights and privileges or immunities.
I think there's several statutes here, Cherry.
Or protected by the Constitution.
I think there's several statutes. I mean, disclosure laws, privacy laws. There's a bunch of stuff going on here. You know, that you can't do that. It's like IRS records. You can't call up. I can't call them up and say, oh, I need Terry Raposa's, all of his records, and you want to send them out to me tomorrow? And by the way, I'm going to do it anonymously? You can't do that stuff. It's totally illegal.
Well, the bottom line here is that we have to see, the thing is that there's no consequences at all for the people that are elected officials and the people in public office that are now in a position to do whatever they want, whenever they want, and especially in California with the supermajority.
Right.
I mean, it's even like it goes as far as the pay. I don't know if you guys saw today, but there's article after article. Our sheriff now is up to $302,000 a year.
Yeah,
he
we're
got a 32% raise.
We're going to talk about the pensions as well coming up in the next couple hours here, too.
What pensions?
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to bring up, and I'll let you guys go, but I'd like you guys to cover this. Trinity County has refused to give, which they have to do by law, they have refused to give the names of the people who are receiving salaries from the public in public office, for example, a city clerk or a sheriff, or anything like that. They have refused to give that out. That's brand new news. They won't give out the information, and they're saying because it's under it's protected by privacy, which it's not, because it's public funds.
That's public. Yeah. They're public
servants.
And the last thing I'll leave you with is that they actually put on their list just deputies, or you know, this job description or that job description, but they have a deputy who is known as Deputy 2. In Trinity County, that makes more money than the sheriff.
Well, you know, this tells you, I mean, you already know where they're going with that and why they don't want to disclose it, because, you know, the only reason you don't tell the truth is if you have something to hide, you know, I mean.
You think? Anyway, guys, and Linda, darling, you guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for what you do, and have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Yeah. So yeah. If I was a firearms instructor, I'd be up in arms at this point. Carl, well, you might want to check into this, Carl, because just because.
Yeah, you might want to know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, where else are they going with it?
Well, if I was a registered firearm instructor, I'd sure as hell want to know who requested my information.
Yeah, let's see, was it a drug cartel or out of Medellin or
was it the NRA?
Who was it? Who would request that?
You know, is El Chapo sitting in his jail cell putting out a hit list? Is, you know, what are we up to here?
And you know they're not going to stop there.
It's this again is a microcosm that is the perfect indication of why we have to have the state of Jefferson, because we can have no reasonable expectation of remedy or proper adjudication under the rule of law in the state of California. How can we leave our final disposition and our fate in the hands of our persecutor? There is no way a clear and impartial arbitrator. It cannot be settled with the state of California.
Well, I mean, who is the attorney general of the state of California?
Oh, you want to talk about the SOB that's coming to replace Kamala Harris, Becerra? You want to talk about one of the largest anti-Anglo racist Marxist Chicanos on the face of the planet? Let's talk about Becerra. He is an SOB from hell, and that's going to be our new state attorney general. And you better watch out, because he don't like you.
And like I say, that what scares me, not only are they doing to the instructors, if they're doing that, you know that they're doing it further, and it's going to come to us as a citizen. And if you don't realize that.
Yeah, where's the disclosure? Oh, we accidentally turned over the list of every registered firearm.
Exactly.
in the state of
California. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, oopsie.
I'm sorry. And how do you do that inadvertently? How do you do that inadvertently? Oh, I slipped and gave the full list to somebody who...
Which we've seen them do it before in other states.
Yeah. Oops, I fell down and landed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, Becerra
is... We should go to a break, huh?
Yep.
Becerra is a huge problem.
And we'll pick this up on the other side. If you want to call in, have question or comment, or a subject you would like us to talk about, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else, brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Larry Vopple, Charge of Development Services for the City of Reading. We're going to talk fees, permits, and what's going to be coming down the line in 2017, and including the possible changes of the permitting fees. This and much more Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my legs, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips.
Sovereign Mind Radio. We're back.
Who's Lorraine?
Lorraine.
He likes to taste Lorraine on his lips.
Should we go back to the Umado Abedin story?
No. Let's move along.
These carpetbaggers. Yeah, here's a story that's out of the Associated Press. You know, they lie so much, but I'm kind of believing this is probably true because it has nothing to do with anything that matters. Other than it is sort of proof that there is inflation out there. Blue tuna, a bluefin tuna, goes for $632,000 in the first auction of 2017 at Suzuki-ji or whatever in Japan. So they sold this fish for 74.2 million yen. You know, that's a lot of yen, man. So this thing only weighed 466 pounds. Now, the story here is that Japan has been printing money like gangbusters for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And their inflation is starting to be a problem, because this isn't even the record. The winning bid Thursday for the prize but imperiled species was the second highest ever, after a record 155.4 million yen bid in 2013. So...
And yeah. With that, I think we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. Very, very informative program. And back to the info before the break. Noncompliance. Now, I think it's time, and it's been mentioned by you people over a year ago, and... Billy Bob from Palo Cedro, that people need to stop feeding the beast.
Yep.
And stop paying their taxes. And you just mentioned that about 10 minutes ago. California tax coming up, the tax season is here, and also the next installment on our local property taxes. Now, what are the legal ramifications to the individual? How long before a lien, before the how long do you have any kind of safe grace or do you go to jail immediately? You know, I know I'm over-exaggerating, but can you explain some of that? And if not, on future programs, come up with the info, what a person would be looking toward if you withhold your property taxes, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, the penalties. All right, I'll take my answers off the air. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
On property tax, it's pretty simple. What happens is that if they don't collect the property tax within 5 years, then you can go to the auction block up on the courthouse steps. I don't think it's a crime to not pay your property taxes as much as your property is at risk for confiscation by the authorities. As far as your income taxes, now that's another story. If you willfully fail to file or pay your income taxes on the federal or state level, that is a crime that is punishable by jail, imprisonment, and I don't have the exact sentencing in front of me. But, yeah, if you willfully, avoid paying taxes, that is a crime. They can put you in jail for that. And so you have...
I thought the Constitution stated that no person shall ever be jailed for debt.
Well, it's except to the federal government, I guess.
Just like they're not supposed to make any ex post facto law either.
Well, you could, you know, there is a way around it. Just don't be willful in not paying your taxes. You know, I mean, if you're poor and because the state of California has gone belly up and you can't afford to pay your taxes because you have to pay other things that are important, like your living expenses, which are legal. So if you can't pay, that's not illegal. If you willfully don't pay, that is illegal. So maybe instead of willfully not paying, you need to put yourself in the position to where you can pay them.
And most likely, most people can't pay them.
Isn't well, that interesting?
We've also looked at the idea of you have recourse in the state of California that if your landlord is not meeting up to his obligations of providing heat, making sure you have a secure location,
right,
things like that, you can actually set aside your rent money in an escrow account until the situation is remedied. You don't have to pay the landlord as long as you're setting aside the money with an intent, showing an intent to pay once the situation is remedied. Perhaps we could go something along that course of we're going to set aside our property taxes. Here it is in this account. And but you don't get to touch it until you remedy the situation.
Well, that might be a recourse. The other recourse I'm talking about is take a vow of poverty. You know, I can pay my mortgage. I can, you know, they allow you under collection financial standards to run all your necessary living expenses before you can pay the tax. So if your necessary living expenses are higher than your ability to pay the tax, then you are not required by law to pay the tax. That's why they have the Form 433A, B, and F and on the federal level, and they have the same thing on the state level. So my suggestion is that, you know, one of the ways to fight these guys is to be poor.
Well, can you pay your federal taxes and withhold your state taxes?
Yeah. You can actually not pay either one of them legally if you don't
and
have the ability to pay.
As the IRS is a federal agency, if they're getting paid, they're not going to come after you, correct?
Well, that's true, too.
So then you would just be facing down the state of California State Franchise Tax Board.
Yeah, so legally, you could actually owe them $1 million, and if you can't afford
how
to
many officers
pay them,
do they
then
have?
They can't collect.
How many arresting officers does the State Franchise Tax Board have?
Oh, I don't know. I
a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
They have the capacity to arrest and jail?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they have CID at the federal level. All I'm saying is that take the Mother Teresa route. Be poor. Okay? And there's lots of ways to be poor so that you're not
You could be poor on
especially
paper.
Especially in Obama's America.
Well, I'm saying there's lots of ways to be poor. You can give all your stuff away like Mother Teresa. You can spend it. Maybe you have a business that never makes a profit because you have to keep, spending more into your business because things are going up. You know, there's lots of ways that you can actually be poor on paper and, you know, still be living. I mean,
exactly. That's what I'm saying, you know.
You know, so
doesn't mean you have to go, you know, live out on the street.
No, I'm saying that you can pay your rent, food, clothing, transportation, health care insurance, all of this stuff because they have a formula. And let's say that adds up to $3,000 or $4,000 a month.
And I can vouch for that. I haven't made a dime since I met you.
See? It works.
I was going to say, well, you hit the key word, Obamacare. If you've got Obamacare, you can't pay anything anyway. So that takes care of it right there, you know.
Well, and but Obamacare, there's a good example. You can choose not to pay the fine that's reported as a tax on your tax return by not volunteering to get the insurance. But if it's not really a tax, it's a fee, then why is it on the tax return? And if, because you can refuse to pay it if it's a penalty.
Why is there a tax exemption?
Yeah. For further information on this, you might give our office a call.
There's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, again, you don't want to get yourself in any trouble by just withholding your income tax, but at the same time, you know, maybe things are getting rough. Maybe things aren't as good as they used to be. Maybe you can't pay them. And
well, who knows what's going to happen when Trump takes office with some of the tax code, too.
We don't know. That could, there's a lot of variables here.
Yeah.
And the thing is that what you don't want to do is there's several things that you can go to jail for. One is willful failure to file. Okay. You have to file your taxes. If I file, you know, you can use the old Steve Martin approach, you know. You know, it's like, you know, when you file your taxes and you made $1 million and pay, he said, well, how do you make $1 million and pay no tax? Well, first you have to make $1 million. And then after you file your tax return, you just go, I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you spent the whole $1 million in Vegas, you legally can't pay, which means that legally you didn't willfully not pay, so that you legally could actually avoid paying those taxes. Now, there's several ways to get rid of the taxes, and that could be statute of limitations, offer and compromise, bankruptcy, you know, a long-term installment agreement till you get to the statute of limitations. So let's say that you spent $1 million, but you're only making, $2,000 a month, and that just pays your expenses. Then you could legally not pay that, put yourself in a hardship, and then wait for the statute of limitations to go up, and you don't owe them any money, and that was all legal and above board. Interesting concepts there, but something that maybe needs a little more fine tuning if you're not aware of. Yeah, Bob's got the Steve Martin thing there.
Excuse me.
And that's really true. If you did that willfully as a part of a plan to defraud the government, that's illegal. If you're an idiot, you're okay.
Yeah.
If you work for the Treasury, it's even better, because if you're Tim Geithner and half of the guys in the government and the IRS, they don't pay their taxes because it's not because they're doing it willful. It's because they're not smart.
Well, or, you know, like Al Sharpton, taxes are racist.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know, you know, if I owe you any money or not, because I'm really not aware of how the tax system works.
I believe I have the whole routine here.
Go ahead. What the hell?
You say, Steve, what do I say to the tax man when he comes to my door and says, you have never paid taxes? Two simple words. Two simple words in the English language. I forgot. How many times do we let ourselves get into terrible situations because we don't say, I forgot? Let's say you're on trial for armed robbery. You say to the judge, I forgot armed robbery was illegal.
Yeah, it doesn't really work that well with armed robbery. Anyway, it's food for thought, but I agree that at some point in time you have to throw the tea in the harbor, even if it's by accident.
Yeah, at some standpoint, it's some certain place, and it's up to each individual. It's not for one man to tell another man ever where to think or where your line is or anything, but at some point, you simply need to stop asking the question, what are the repercussions if I do this? Because it doesn't matter. because what's going to happen
you're
to
be
you
poor anyway.
If you don't do this?
You're going to be poor anyway. What do you, where do you think this all leads, fellas? I mean, you know, where does it all lead? It all leads to poverty because the you get drained by the government. They want serfs. They don't want guys that are, have money out there.
Yeah, and I will take poor and free over a gilded cage any day.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have any means to get things done. Why do you think that they have foundations and charitable organizations? Because they still get things done. They still travel and have food. And but if it's all for the benefit of humanity, then that's legal.
Oh, yeah. What a game we play.
What a game it's become.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you know, it's something to maybe think about. But, you know, in the meantime, here's a story from Tax Pro today. Deutsche Bank to pay $95 million to resolve U.S. tax claims. Okay, so this is from Bloomberg. Deutsche Bank agreed to pay $95 million to settle U.S. Claims it used underfunded shell companies to evade taxes. The second time since 2010 that it resolved a government tax case. The U.S. sued the bank in 2014 after its 1999 purchases of a company that held stock whose sale would trigger more than $100 million in taxable gains. The government sought the $190 million, claiming the bank structured the deal and the shell companies to avoid paying tax. No!
Okay, so they wrongfully came by $190 million and are fined $90 million, so there's still $100 million to the good. Not a bad day's work.
Yeah.
That's a nice rate of return on your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the heck? It's all business.
Our nice rate of return I get for your money.
Yeah, I
so
mean...
if I steal a buck 90 and I get to keep a dollar out of every dollar 90 I steal... I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in a separate case in 2010, Deutsche Bank admitted criminal wrongdoing and agreed to pay $553 million to avoid prosecution in the U.S. over fraudulent tax shelters that generated $29 billion in bogus losses. Now, the U.S. agreed it wouldn't prosecute the bank for fraud or tax evasion, enabling wealthy U.S. citizens to avoid $5.9 billion in taxes. Oh, it's all fair, isn't it? That's how it works. You know, you admit criminal wrongdoing. You give them a piece of the cake or pie.
Just part of it. Not all of it.
A very small part. You use the losses to offset huge gains. You avoid, you know, a settlement that avoids the majority of the money that you're making. And it's all good, and you can look this up. The new case is U.S. versus Deutsche Bank, U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, Manhattan. Oh, and by the way, they're the guys that are rigging the silver and the gold markets as well, and just settled another case for pennies on the dollar so that they could, you know, rig the markets by, you know, selling short silver, driving it down with fake silver, you know, on electronic traded funds. So in the meantime, they're buying up all the physical metals and stuffing them in their safe. J.P. Morgan happens to be the largest holder of silver in history, past the Hunt brothers at this point now, and they're just doing it because they know silver is a crappy investment and people shouldn't have it when the dollar tanks.
Okay.
Yeah, not sure what to say to that one either.
Yeah, you know, why would I want some archaic, you know, metal that you know is good for cavemen's and not us when I can have digital money that gets printed out of thin air by banks and is worthless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that the same J.P. Morgan that we have to check the little box to get our license?
Yeah, the ones that
are
in control.
Okay. I thought so.
Meanwhile, in India, their government is endorsing giving all of its citizens free money. After they confiscated 86% of the currency, they now are saying, hey, everybody's got to have a little piece of the pie.
So complete and total wealth redistribution, huh?
Yeah, you know, and then the banks create money out of thin air. They lend it to the government at interest, and then the government gives it away to everybody for free. And I'm sure that there'll be a lot of production in India this year because, you know, that's what happens when you give everybody a little bit of money for nothing. They go right to work.
So what you're telling me is that I'm going to see a decline in my PC.
Your PC?
Yeah, most of them are made in India now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was all Japan and China.
That and tea.
Oh, well, there you go.
No, Bill Gates has massive investments in India with software and now hardware manufacturing.
Hmm. Well, just you know, from here's this from Global Research. It's a well-kept open secret. Washington is behind India's brutal demonetization program. Interestingly enough. So the U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a strategic partnership with India a priority of his foreign policy. China needs to be reined in. Oh, wow.
We're at the top of the hour. So stay tuned for the third hour of Sovereign Minds. This has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Little Georgia Satellites.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Senate's top Republican says lawmakers will replace Obamacare with a GOP version rapidly. Senator Mitch McConnell's promise to move fast comes as Reince Priebus, President-elect Donald Trump's incoming chief of staff, says it would be, quote, ideal if Congress could repeal and replace the law in one move. But McConnell tells CBS TV's Face the Nation program the first step will be the Senate repealing the law this week and sending that bill to the House. President Obama to deliver his farewell speech in his hometown of Chicago this week.
Following a presidential tradition that dates back to George Washington, Barack Obama will deliver a valedictory speech on Tuesday night. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president's going back to Chicago, where he began his career in public service.
It's a fitting bookend that he would go back to that city where he got his start. To make a speech like this.
After the speech, there will be a reunion for the president's former campaign staffers. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The next president will watch this week as confirmation hearings begin for his CIA director designate.
Mike Pompeo is a Republican congressman from Kansas. He would take over the CIA at a time when the president-elect is openly feuding with intelligence agencies over Russian hacking during the presidential election. Mike Pompeo has a reputation for taking a hard line as a member of Congress, including commenting on former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, tweeting that he should be tried, in his words, and given the death sentence. As CIA director, Pompeo would have to shift his political persona to run an agency that is supposed to operate above the political fray. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The big storm that iced roads and brought heavy snow to much of the eastern seaboard pulling out into the Atlantic today, leaving behind bitterly cold temperatures. The National Weather Service says 30 miles outside Boston, 20 inches of snow fell, heavy rain on the West Coast. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Iraq war veteran accused of killing five travelers and wounding six others at a busy international airport in Florida Friday has been charged and could face the death penalty if convicted. A federal complaint says 26-year-old Esteban Santiago told authorities he was planning the attack, buying a one-way ticket to the Fort Lauderdale airport. Santiago is charged with an act of violence at an international airport resulting in death. That carries a maximum punishment of execution. Authorities say they've interviewed roughly 175 people in the case so far. Navy shipbuilders like what they're hearing from President-elect Trump, who's vowed to build up the Navy with new threats from Russia and China. Emboldened by the promise, Navy officials have revised upward the number of ships they need to 355, more than the number used by Trump during his campaign. The proposal calls for adding another aircraft carrier and 16 large surface ships. News and analysis at townhall.com. A penny for your thoughts? Well, maybe, but not this one.
This rare coin is made of glass, the only intact survivor of an experiment commissioned by the U.S. Mint at the outset of World War II. Facing a copper shortage, the Mint authorized a Tennessee glassmaker to turn out some pennies. The experiment was a spectacular failure. The coin's owner says a report filed with the Mint at the time said the glass coins didn't have the precise images required, couldn't be made a uniform size and weight. They also developed sharp edges that could cut fingers.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, January the 8th, and a birthday for some prominent people. Actor Larry Storch, you might remember him from F Troop. He's 94 years old today. Broadcast journalist Sander Van Oker is 89. CBS newsman Charles Osgood turns 84 today. Singer Shirley Bassey is 80. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where does your food come from? Oregon artist Betty LaDuke's bright, colorful paintings explore and celebrate Oregon's agricultural bounty and the workers who plant, tend, and harvest it. And you can see her beautiful work at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Bountiful Harvest from Land to Table is open October 1st through January 8th at Turtle Bay. Bountiful Harvest is presented by Healthy Shasta. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Yeah. Seems to be our theme song here in the last few years, isn't it? Running Against the Wind. Wow.
Well, it could include 26-mile-an-hour gusts today. Service.
Well, there is that.
Might get a little sloppy out there today.
Yeah, one of the stories that we were just talking about here, the last one about the Indian Ministry of Finance, you know, has a declared goal to push back the use of cash in favor of digital payments in India globally. When you put that together with the banks creating the money out of thin air. You can look on Sovereign Minds on the Facebook site. There's an article about three articles down about the banks create the money from nothing, and it gets worse. And this comes from, you know, somebody who's not just some schmo, you know, in the world. It's the you know, it's from the New Daily, but the Richard Weimer, I'm sorry, let me shut some of these stupid ads down. The professor, Richard Werner, the professor famous for inventing the term quantitative easing, says the world is finally waking up to the fact that banks create money out of nothing, and warns this realization could give rise to a new Orwellian threat. An exclusive interview. He talks about the recent campaigns around the world, including India and Austria. You know that they said they won't take $100 bills in Australia now. So that's India and Australia, not Austria. Cool. To get rid of cash, there are coordinated attempts by central bankers to monopolize money creation. Just a coincidence, right? Yeah, suddenly global talk by the usual suspects about the need to get rid of cash. Ostensibly to fight tax evasion. Tax evasion. And they had to call Deutsche Bank about that one, you know. Essentially, the Bank of England and others are saying, okay, we admit it. You guys are right. Banks create money out of nothing. So now we may need to make sure that you guys will not be able to set an agenda of what happens in terms of reforms. Yeah. So, you know, check it out. Don't believe us. You know, I mean, or you can go back to the, you know, MSNBC and the real news. Wow, that's just unbelievable. And to look at that and not understand the ramifications of that and look at why we're in such dire straits as we are now, if you can't connect those dots, then you don't understand what's going on at all. I mean, good grief. Where do you think all of these politicians are getting all this money?
That's it.
So with that said, we got a couple of reports here. On the first order, you know, on the first order of business on the first day of the new GOP-controlled Congress, the GOP revealed its business-as-usual mindset by trying to gut the Ethics Committee that oversees their activities. Now, this is what we're talking about. Trump immediately called them on it with a tweet that caused them to hold an emergency meeting and drop the proposal. Trump's quick response is seen as a hopeful sign that he will oppose corruption no matter which party is engaged in it. So there's some signs here that Trump's going to do the right thing. He's backing the Rand Paul's. He said that he will back the audit, the Federal Reserve bill that's coming up.
And let's hope he stays with that stance that no matter who it is, if it's wrong, it's wrong. And let's prosecute for it.
Exactly.
And let's take care of the problem.
You know, this whole thing of, oh, gee, you're on my team. Let's bury it. And if you're on the other team, then get them is ridiculous. It completely voids the rule of law and equal protection. So also I have here Natural News, the world's top news source on natural health. You can go to naturalnews.com. Look who grasps the vaccine autism connection. Congressman Tom Price, President Trump's pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services. We're starting to see a little bit of a pattern here that maybe Trump is in touch with the public as opposed to the prostitutes and our governing prostitutes.
Yeah, maybe he's got people out there that are actually collecting the right information from the people, or the actual information from
real
the
truth.
People.
Yeah, not the blogger and, disinformation propaganda bull.
Getting it right from our mouths. And figuring out all the different problems that are going on.
Oh, it's just like the birther thing. There's no connection to autism. You're just another one of those conspiratorial guys.
Yeah, I know.
Just do that stuff. And, you know, here's another report that I guess should have been picked up, you know. During the year 2016, this comes from Breitbart, some 90,000 Christians were killed for their faith around the world. According to a new study from the Turin-based Center for Studies on Religions, That's short for, if you want to get the acronym, it's CESNUR. The director of CESNUR, Sesner, the leader of the study, Dr. Massimo, I can't say his last name, so I'm not even going to try, told Breitbart News that that Christians are now the most persecuted religious group in the world, and the numbers of those affected are staggering.
And we hear about this all the time, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, aren't they the ones they're letting in the country?
Yeah.
And I guess Angela Merkel just admitted that, oh, wow, I mean, she's been wrong all along. And,
the whole time.
The whole time, yeah, because she shouldn't have let those guys in because they're like a nasty, it's like sending a nasty gram and pretending it's a love letter or a freaking Valentine. The truth is starting to come out. And more and more. I mean, here's another one. George, you get the like these left, here's something. I put a picture in there in Sovereign Minds on Facebook of George Soros as a youth in an SS uniform. It's just like you got the liberals, they call us racists and fascists and Nazis and Hitler and everything else. And gosh, I guess the fact that they're being funded by George Soros, who just happened to be a Nazi.
Yeah.
I know nothing.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
That doesn't matter in this case. Don't you understand that? That doesn't matter right
Unbelievable.
Now.
Unbelievable. So, with that, let's go to the California pensions.
What pensions is my question.
Soon to be very cut in half pensions.
They're defunct.
Oh, did we hear that someplace? I don't remember. Somebody was been saying that for quite some time.
Yeah, I think we've been hammering that drum for some time.
I don't know.
But that would never happen, right? Remember?
Happened. It's done. It's over.
I know, but that's what they said, right? It would never happen in California.
So evidently there was a ruling on, pensions and, a second California appeal court panel has said that vested pension rights can be reduced or eliminated in California as long as employees still receive pensions that are substantial and reasonable, court filings show. So I went, it's just like the IRS. What's reasonable? Who's determining that? But, and they say they can be eliminated as long as they're substantial and reasonable.
Yeah. Those kind of don't go together,
Yeah, it's like shrimp, intelligence, that type of thing. The ruling was meant to protect taxpayers against salary spiking. We've been hearing about this for years, a practice where, I don't know anybody locally that has done anything like that, Mike Warren or anybody.
Mike Warren, Turtle Bay. There's one.
There's one.
No.
Yeah.
Couldn't be.
No. The ruling was
triple
meant to
dip Leonard Modi. There's another one.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah, they wouldn't do that stuff, would they? Yeah, they're here to protect and serve. That's why they're in.
I'm
not sure how many pensions Kurt Starman set himself up with.
Yeah, who knows? It's kind of like out there in Weaverville. They won't even tell you who the pensions are because they won't even release the pay what they're getting. So who knows? Anyway.
In Trinity County's defense, there is a legitimate chance they really don't know.
Well, that's even scarier.
I'm not sure incompetence is a incompetence and ignorance and stupidity and malfeasance is a good defense in court.
That doesn't change the fact that there's a reasonable chance they really don't know.
Ignorance is no excuse, but it's not going to work for them, huh?
Yeah. They might still be in jail. But.
It could be blissful. The ruling was meant to protect the taxpayers from spiking, a practice whereby union employees artificially drive up their final year salary by taking cash vacation payouts or, bonuses, bonus payments, for example.
Overtime pay.
Yeah, in order to
last year, Jerry Brown released like 99 different ways to spike your salary, like if you've taken audiovisual classes or if you've had any kind of training, it's another way to spike your salary.
Mm, yeah. to you know, in an effort to game the annual pension payment that they received, that they will receive in perpetuity. Because when you spike this, you know, your pension's up there. What happens is you can actually receive more in your pensions than you did in your salary.
Well, what's funny is they're stealing from an empty cup. Basically, you've got a blind man sitting on the street begging for change, and they're stealing out of his cup. And the only one smart enough to figure out the cup's empty is the blind guy.
Yeah, sooner or later, it's going to get ugly. So it looks to me like this whole example of, you know, spiking. Well, you've got – here's some examples. I mean, you know, former Ventura County CEO Marty Robinson, who offered up a textbook example of how to stick it to the taxpayers by planning ahead. Robinson's official salary headed into her final year of the job was $228,000. Robinson spiked her final salary year by cashing out $34,000 in unused vacation, taking $11,000 in bonus for a graduate degree, collecting more than $24,000 in extra pension benefits owed that the county owed her. All of this added up to payments. Robinson earned nearly $300,000 in her final year, which entitled her to an annual pension of $272,000 the rest of her life, nearly 20% higher than the salary she received for actually working. Now, I guess there's no problem with this, right, guys?
No.
So she's actually earning more money in retirement than she did while she was working.
Oh, and, yeah. But they earn this stuff. Come on. I mean, they're entitled to this. They worked hard all those years.
I think we see some of that here locally, don't we?
Well, while us peons sitting out here in the private sector, or, you know, pay your taxes, you know, all the businesses get driven out of California.
Well, I was just thinking about a new catchphrase for California's tourism. Come to California, the Greece of the West.
Home of the salary spiker.
And I guess with that,
come get greased up in California.
We do have a caller on the line. We've got Lori from Reading on the line. You want to have a comment or question about the child prostitution?
Yeah, you started out the program, and I think I need to bill you guys for psychotherapy because you were gone for 2 weeks. I've been upset and sad.
Well, we've had a little bit of a rest. It's been great, but yeah, we appreciate that.
No, you know, I just adore your program. I actually start taking more notes the more your topics continue. I was hoping to share the upcoming Cascade event for a program called Chosen. It's a short film about two trafficking victims. Mm. They had done this last year, and I'm going to be trying to catch up because I understood that you cannot have a teen prostitute. They're only survivors of abuse. They're a minor. They're still considered children. And so I'm going to double-check and see if they've changed the vernacular on this, because you started out your program suggesting that there's a they're not going to, I guess, arrest people for this.
Right.
So they will not
mm-hmm. They will not arrest what they now define as the underage sex worker.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So for the public, if they want to follow up on this, it's 6 p.m. Tuesday night, the 10th of January, Cascade Theater. It's a documentary Chosen about two trafficking victims, and there'll be an expert there, and this is sponsored by our local DA, and it's for community members, teachers, therapists, neighborhood watch, crime victim people. Just putting it out there, I plan to go, and I just want to invite the rest of our community to kind of get on board and get to speed with this.
Well, we appreciate the announcement, Lori. I mean,
you bet. And thank you for talking about the economy and property taxes, because I'm another person that I know the economy is it's in its last spiral. And, yes, we do need to hunker down and start taking care of each other.
Yep.
So I appreciate it, and I'll catch up with you at the Patriot meeting tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, Lori.
Bye. Have a great day.
All right, very good.
Well, it's the economy is basically a dead body that is starting to bloat in the sun, and watching the body bloat go, look, it's growing.
I don't know if that's such a good
thing. Are you saying it's the leper with the most fingers in the colony, or,
yeah.
or what?
Yeah.
Is it getting ready to pop?
Yeah, it stinks, but it's getting bigger.
Well, it's true.
All
I mean,
full
it's
of
a,
gas.
It's like it's a, you know, I forget who said it's a hologram. You know, it's an illusion. It's like this illusion that's been coming out of Washington that we're in recovery for the last 8 years. We've had a steady decline. I mean, and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And, you know, if you use the stock market as your measure of the economy, you're an idiot because, you know, look at what's going on around us. I mean, the stores are closing. You know, the unemployment rate, does anybody seriously believe that? You know, I mean, there's something wrong with you if you believe this stuff that's coming out on the news. So, I don't know. And maybe we deserve to be poor while the people who are supposed to be our servants get rich.
Is it physically possible to have a job participation rate lower than your unemployment? Is that even a physically possible equation?
I'm not sure what the question is exactly.
Well, you have your job participation rate.
Right.
And then you have your unemployment rate. So there's got to be some sort of equilibrium there in a true equation.
Oh, no. Because it's not really no, cut it out. All you got to do is pretend that the only time you count them as being unemployed is if they're on unemployment.
No. What I'm saying is if there's a number that tracks the job participation rate, and if that drops by a certain percent, should not your unemployment go up by a similar percentage?
No, because you don't count them unless they're unemployment.
You don't count them
so
unless
they don't
they're
go into the equation. I mean, come on, get with
what
how
is
you
this?
Do it, this.
See, if you're not on unemployment, you're not employed. You're not unemployed because it doesn't matter whether you have a job or not. It matters whether you're on unemployment because if you're unemployed and on unemployment, you are counted as being unemployed. If you are unemployed and not on unemployment, you're just a figment of our imagination, even though you're out there not working.
Yeah, so if you
and it doesn't matter how many recipients of welfare there is, that doesn't come into play either.
So if you have a job participation rate, if that goes up or down, then your unemployment rate should adjust in a similar fashion to a set equation.
You're just not getting
they're
it.
Not working.
You're just not understanding how they play this
game.
Okay,
let me explain spiking to you again.
I'm so confused.
What it is we lie, cheat, and steal and give you false information so that you know, if you're getting.
So what you're really trying to tell me is there is no equation, there's no real numbers, they just made something up and threw it at the wall?
Pretty much.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're basing all your conclusions on false data, then all of your conclusions will be skewed false.
And throw the equation out the window.
And throw the equation out the window. Because if the real deal was, if you were counting all the people that are unemployed according to the job participation rate, we'd be at like 22.3%. But then that would not fit into the narrative that the mainstream media and the prostitutes and the prostitutes and the politician toots.
And we wouldn't be using Common Core math. Now we use the Common Core math equation.
Do we count employed illegal aliens as part of our employment
rate?
No.
No.
Are you sure?
No. We're going to take you to the woodshed. I can see this right now.
I'm so confused.
I think you need to go for a walk in the rain or something, you know?
Yeah. Because, that's right, there's no money in the coffers, folks. That's the real problem here is that because how else could Obama come out and say, hey, I haven't had a scandal in the 8 years that I've been in office? And I've been one of the best presidents that has ever been.
Because he's a liar?
No, that's true. He hasn't had a single scandal that he's acknowledged in his 8 years
well,
as president.
Well, that he's acknowledged, that's true.
And I am Napoleon.
Exactly. He has not had a single scandal he could not go play golf over in his entire administration.
He knows. I bet he's cut his strokes down.
No, I think he still sucks. If you guys,
I'm leaving it alone. I am not going to comment on either one of those.
What strokes are we talking about?
Yeah. Real short stroke, long throw. He swings like a weenie.
I know nothing.
And with that, we have Mary on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The Red had it pretty well figured out. There is an unemployment while you're working because my niece gets $225 a week, but she can't work more than 20 hours. she's working for Safeway. So when the Safeway agreed to put her on more hours, she says, no, I can't, because then I can't get my $225 from unemployment.
So what you're telling me, Mary, is this. She's counted on both sides of the equation. She's,
yes.
As a part-time employee, she's counted as one of the jobs that he's created in the last 8 years, up to, you know, whatever it is, $15 million or $115 million, $150 million. But,
yes, and I don't know how the equation works. I don't know if it's a true 20 hours. But I do know she gets a check for $225, and that has altered her decisions to get more work because she loves that constant check.
So then she's counting
on the air now.
Thanks, Mary.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Mary. We appreciate it.
That's similar to, like, paying a farmer not to grow something?
Well, but then she's counted on the other side as part of the unemployed. So we created a job, and you're still unemployed.
Ah, see? So there is an equation.
Except that if you get off unemployment... You will count the job, but we won't.
Yeah, but it's scary at the same. Yeah. Scary at the same time. No, I won't accept any more hours because I want that $225.
I learned slow,
have
but I learned real good.
Have you seen what they do to you? Well, yeah, you do taxes. You know what they do to your overtime. It's geez.
This is called spiking.
Yeah.
This is called screw you.
It's called sporking.
Sporking.
Spunking. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Do we have another caller?
Oh, just a question from Roberta. One of you give out the number for the conference call tonight?
Sure. Let's see if we can find it here. I got it right here. Just give me a second.
I had it.
Yeah, okay, I got it right here. Let's see, the Jefferson Messenger. Okay, so we've got, let me see, it should be in the Jefferson Messenger. Yes, it is. Conference call, January 8th, 2017 at 7 p.m. We're hosting
Pacific time.
Yeah.
We've had a couple flaps over that before, Pacific time.
Okay. We're in California. What other time would it be?
Well. Immediately following the conclusion of the Giants-Packers game.
Very good.
Boy. Yeah, so January 8th at 7 p.m., they're hosting their first bi-monthly conference call. All interested in the progress of the state of Jefferson court case, formation committee status, and other activities are invited to attend the second and fourth Sunday evening of each month. The conference call phone number, 712-770-4114. Again, that's 712-770-4114. And the access code that you need to type in after you get on there is 307-268. I don't know if you need a pound sign after that, but it shows a pound sign.
Pound sign.
So 307-268 and the pound sign. That's the one that looks like the little tic-tac-toe.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Hashtag okay, for you millennials.
712 is in Iowa. Is that correct?
I would have to type that into my Google search.
I confirmed 712 is an Iowa area code. Is that the correct number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's through a service.
Yeah. According to hashtag, it is.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Hashtag.
Yeah, so I just had that, and then it disappeared. I don't know what's going on.
And fact, now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, so there you have it. And that's the. And you can also sign up for the Jefferson Messenger, that's the newsletter that's coming out on the email. And, if you haven't gotten the email, then you need to, because if you haven't learned about how a computer works, then you need to. It's not a matter of choice anymore. It's a matter of, do you want to be informed or not?
Stop being a primitive.
Yeah, it's like I was talking to a guy yesterday. I don't like, remember when it was like we got cell phones? I don't want a cell phone. It'll give me heart disease. It's like, okay, well, stick to the, the dial.
Yeah, but there is, paper and pen and stuff like that does work very well.
Well,
and,
it probably would have given you at least brain tumors.
Back to the buggy whip thing?
No, you're back on the buggy whip thing. You really got it in for the buggy whip.
If he starts talking about bald gags, then we got to cut his mic. But
I wasn't even going there with that.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it shows where his head's at.
Yeah.
Buggy whips and ball gags.
I'm talking about a buggy whip. Like you get in a buggy or a carriage and you make a horse go with a buggy whip. Since the invention of the automobile, the demand for
I don't know what a buggy whip is because I have a riding crop.
Oh, now we're talking about the gimp and the ball gag.
See? See? It's not me.
What? Oh, no, not you at all. not even one little bit there.
Okay. So, get into the future. Let's go to a break. We need one.
And with that, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest.
Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen to music.
You got it.
Leave me alone. I never said you had to offer me a second.
Call that intermission. We need to do that every once in a while. Let's just dance. You know, everybody dance.
Like, sometimes you just got to say to hell with it.
Yep, sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we got a few minutes left, and this just in. More, a couple things just came in. More evidence that the birth certificate is fake. WND.
Yeah, I just saw that.
It's like, let's see. Then we've got.
Racist.
Yeah, you racist pig, you.
Well, we got the city, what, doing on the manager's pay raise?
Well, let me hold on before we go there.
Hold on.
Hold that thought.
All right.
I just want to put an exclamation point, not an explanation, because there is no explanations. It's always exclamation points on a trend. Okay, so I was wrong about the new time high of the job participation rate. In the past 3 months, the job participation rate has gone up 841,000 to a new time record high of 95,000,102 Americans no longer in the workforce. This is out of Obama's final jobs report from the BLS, which is the BS, the BLS BS. Hmm. Take it away, sis.
I was just saying that, you know, we were talking about different things coming out. Robert said something about the manager of Reading is getting a salary increase.
It looks like the spending on what we're paying for our ever-enlightened, ever-competent city managers has leaped quite a bit over the year and is looking to do so.
Like, unbelievable.
Does our city council accomplish or do anything other than hand out pay raises to staff?
There's
do
no
they
problem.
Do
it's
anything
a crooked
else?
System, folks. It's a crooked system.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Right?
What do they do?
Make campaign promises that don't count.
Or those are shallow and you're a horrible person to expect them to keep those.
And they make us talk at the end of the meeting.
And then they lie about having a plan and then they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to ignore a plan. And then ignore a free plan.
Yeah.
And then come up with just charging more money so that they can hand out more pay raises. And when that fails, it's the community's fault that you never had a plan. And what the hell does our city council do? These are the most worthless sacks.
Origami.
What do they do? What is the...
Haiku.
Give us heart attacks.
I guess. And our city managers, they suck. Am I the only person that sees that Kurt Starman is a lying, thieving little worm and he
How
sucks?
Does he keep his job? That's my question. How does he keep his job? Why? I mean...
This is great stuff. I hope people are listening.
We've got complete thieves and liars that are supposed to be being overwatched by complete morons who do nothing but open up the wallet. When does this stop? When do we stop living in Gotham in this town?
Well, you know, that they do that. It's that voodoo that they do so well.
They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, they got the chicken in the bones and they got the little dolls. And if you step up to the plate, you get put to the back of the line and we don't want to hear about you. And I guess they're not going to get it until the pitchfork and torches come out and they lose all their pensions. And then it'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
I don't know.
It's insane.
Or we could just, you know, pretend that nothing is wrong and we can go kayaking on the lake.
At least they had Batman. What do we got? Bretman?
I am Batman.
The Jokers?
Yeah, we've got Two-Face. We've got Joker.
BB Eyes.
Yeah, Poison Ivy. Yeah, we've got
flat top.
Yeah, we've got the bad. We've got the villains. Where the hell's Batman?
I think you're mixing Batman and Dick Tracy.
Oh,
I was gonna say.
Well, they're villains. Come on.
Maybe we need to get one of those old spotlight things, you know, and
the
up
Riddler?
In the sky, so we can, you know, get a hold of Batman to come in because this is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, except we can't afford to turn on the searchlight.
Well, yeah, that's only because we need to raise your rates.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their salaries went up by $7.2 million this last year. There's no, listen to Francie Sullivan, I mean, the other couple weeks ago. They have their own actuaries that say there's nothing wrong. Did they actually even call up and find out if there was anything wrong at CalPERS? Because I just, you know, the Loyalton.
Has anybody watched Francie Sullivan? I would like to see and just, like, watch Francie Sullivan ponder a P&L or an actuary. I'm sure it'd be like a Discovery Channel watching a chimp in the wild. How do they get Francie Sullivan to do anything? Okay, what do they do? Go into closed session and hand Francie a box of crayons and say, go play in the corner? I'm so tired of these people.
Right now I want to imitate somebody. Who was the gal on the African Queen with Rodney or with Humphrey Bogart? Remember her? Yeah.
Audrey Hepburn?
No, not Audrey Hepburn. The other one.
Bob knows.
Catherine Hepburn?
Catherine, was it Catherine Hepburn?
She talks like that, and then she's on them.
She was also on one of the John Wayne movies with Rooster Cogburn. And
that's Catherine Hepburn.
Is that Catherine Hepburn? Catherine Hepburn. Yeah. You said Audrey Hepburn. That's Breakfast at Tiffany's. Come on.
Well, I knew it was one of them.
Okay. So that's what it reminds me of. We are going to raise your taxes.
Yeah. And her solution is everybody in Reading ought to be riding bicycles. You remember that one?
Oh,
we
yeah.
We ought to be like Denmark.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah. Let's take our already crappy and insufficient transportation structure and sink it down for a bunch of morons on bikes.
As she drives around in a BMW, I do believe.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Well, it's either bikes or, you know, walking, and, you know, you can...
Yeah, now that I've managed to incite every, you know, bicycle rider in Shasta County. God, and you've got her, and then you've got that mini Clinton Schrader, mm-hmm. Okay? And then you've got Putt's foot in his mouth Brent. I mean, come on, this is a joke. If I, as a citizen of Reading, I am embarrassed by my city council.
I don't live in Reading.
I know. I'm about to fix that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, we have to deal with the city of Reading.
No, there's that. Yeah.
You know, it's still our community.
Brent, there's no such thing as a campaign promise that you have to stick to, Weaver.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Just
for a guy that wins to win. It's a crooked system, folks. It's a crooked system.
Pretty much says it all.
Mm. You think I'd get what I wanted if I dressed up in a turtle costume and wandered down there? Turtle man. What does it take?
Let's see. There's Raphael. There's Donatello.
Michelangelo.
Leo.
We should go down there. We should go down there. It's the Ninja Turtle.
That's the Ninja Turtle. Teenage. Turtle Bay Ninja Turtle.
Maybe a gremlin, and we'll give you water, and it's after midnight.
I'd love to see you jump up there with a couple of pairs of nunchucks.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting till the end of the day. Go to the back of the bus.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm so sick and tired of the city council. It's not even hardly worth talking about until we
Well,
Reading, you should be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you.
All I can say is we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Morons.
Hey, you know, I like this, though, because, you know, you're getting into my territory now.
Well, you're starting to lose it. A little bit. I mean, these are really some of the dumbest. It goes beyond incompetence straight into stupidity.
Well, they don't think they're incompetent or stupid because they're being incompetently stupid all the way to the bank right now. And, you know, with our money. Well, your money. Not my money, but your money.
Pissing me off.
boy.
Crime's out of hand. You can barely see the lanes in the road because the roads need repainted. We have completely insufficient infrastructure.
But it's getting better because Eric Holder is coming. He's coming
let's
in.
Let's play a golf course.
To team up with Becerra for our attorney general status.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, they're going to buy a golf course at the city level. That's great.
That'll fix everything.
That's what we need, and then we'll get a better internet cable in here, and
that'll make all the difference in the world.
Yeah,
and then Obama can
what
come here.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I just want to know that was actually directed at Red and not me.
I believe that was for the city council thing.
I'm sorry.
He already, see how fast he threw you under the bus?
I know.
Wham, bam, ran right over you on that one. That's good for Red.
Just a point of order.
No, that's pretty much throwing somebody under the bus and running them over and then backing
and
up.
Backing up.
I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know. We're coming down to the end of the show.
Regarding the city council, it was nothing personal.
Oh, I thought we were, because we were on a rant, you know.
it's not one individual. It's
Red
just the whole council.
Red and my sister went off the deep end, and I was sitting over here being quiet like a church.
You're a bunch of putzes.
And, you know, I didn't want to be lumped in with you rabble.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Start the bus again. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter if it's the little yellow one or the big yellow one.
All you got to do is just wind them up a little bit.
Unbelievable.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm real interested to see what we get out of the new two.
Yeah, this is going to be great. We're going to get free unicorns with our health insurance after the first of the year, and you know, it's all good.
Well. We're just about done for the day.
We are.
Yeah.
You know, we're down to the last part.
Here we go.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you're born an original. Don't die a copy. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty above security, truth over lies. And have a happy new year.
Yes, this has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
With my hands, oh, believe.
This has been Sovereign Mind. Stay tuned for We the People on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that the Russians have given virtually zero support to the United States in fighting the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq.
They came in, they said they were going to fight ISIL, and they said they were going to help end the civil war in Syria. They haven't done either of those things.
That audio is courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. Carter says Moscow could have done that by urging Syrian President Assad to step aside and build a new government involving opposition leaders. Meanwhile, tweets continue to fly over Russia and hacking.
Incoming President Donald Trump sent out another series of tweets saying it would be foolish to have bad relations with Russia. He's also said there is no evidence of any hacking from anyone changing the outcome of the presidential election. President Putin has criticized lack of security in the Obama